Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to talk about a new and very controversial piece of draft legislation in South Africa, the so-called Apartheid Bill. So it's officially called the Implementation of the International Convention on the Suppression and Punishment of Crime of Apartheid Bill 2025. It is a private member bill from Al-Jama'ah. And remember them, they are the guys that put forward two mayors in Johannesburg, each one more useless than the next, one publicly supporting Hamas, the other one really not knowing what day of the week it was at any given time. But either way, and they have put forward this bill that calls for public comment by the middle of December. So it's a bit confusing for me as to what this actually is, because if we know anything, we know that that some things are dressed up to look as one thing, but look at something completely different. What is this? Well, let's chat this morning to Rob Hutchinson. He's founder of Dear SA. Rob, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Can you explain to me what the Al-Jama'ah party have put forward and what they are trying to achieve?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, it's quite an eye-opener of a bill. We don't have the full details as of yet. What they've submitted is a notice of intention to introduce this bill and a summary document detailing what the contents are thereof. What we can gather from the information available, what they seek to do is enforce the Rome Statute that was put out in the 70s, declaring apartheid a crime. However, what they want to do is make it local. And in other words, make it local, make it punishable by law. Anybody who supports, promotes, or is involved in the apartheid activities. And what they deem as apartheid is anybody who supports Israel and Israel's moves in Gaza and so on, which leaves it quite wide open. If you support Israel,
right,
as I do,
yes,
then we can just go from there and imagine what's going to happen. They do say it will be a crime. They don't go into say what the details of the punishment thereof will be. However, if it's aligning itself with the Rome Statute and the agreed the favors of the United Nations and so on, then it is quite a serious genocidal crime, which can be tried locally rather than internationally. So they can extend this bill and law outside of South Africa's borders into say Israel itself or other parts of the world.
I mean, the absurdity of it. So then they decide what is and what isn't apartheid, and then anything falls under that. I mean, given the discrimination that takes place in Russia and Iran and most of North Africa and the Middle East, there is likely billions, and China, there are likely billions and billions of people who now would fall under the purview of the South African government. Talk about
that
arrogance.
It is absolute arrogance. Yeah, and I mean, I don't think I've heard of any law in the world other than international crimes in the ICJ and so on, where they have jurisdiction beyond borders. And this does seem to, it definitely does call for that jurisdiction beyond the borders. And take anyone in the world, and has to be tried in South Africa, similar to an ICJ or ICC case. They have put in one caveat that it will have to be overseen by the National Director of Public Prosecutions in South Africa before prosecution can take place. But that doesn't mean they can't charge you with it and lock you up.
Well, surely the danger there isn't just about the stupidity of the international. That's likely to be thrown out as part of the bill. The danger is policing South Africans for having a view that differs to the Al-Jama'ah party.
Exactly. And I listened to an interview by the leader of Al-Jama'ah, Gerrie Hendricks. And he absolutely said there that if you're a supporter of Israel under this bill, you will be guilty of the crime of apartheid. So that extends to your average South African who says on social media, I support Israel, now you can be charged, or if this bill had to come into place, you would be charged for the crime of apartheid and an international prosecution and trial.
The obviously, the absurdity of this is patently clear. That doesn't always mean that that we do smart things. You know, we've got EFF, we've got all sorts of people in government that can support this, and we have seen before the Al Jamaa party putting something forward that others, almost as though they're doing the dirty work for an element of other members and other parties. How concerning is this really?
From their point of view, it is extremely concerning. They've mentioned that there is a powerful secretariat of 8 representative political parties, including the ANC, the EFF, the PAC, GERD, and others who support this bill and are looking to push it forward into Parliament. It will be, in my opinion, I think it's, I normally don't pay much attention to private members' bills or notice to introduce that private members' bill, because they tend to go nowhere. I think in the history of South Africa, only 4 private members' bills have ever been adopted by Parliament and put into legislation. But this one, given the circumstances, the context, global events that are happening now, the talk about Israel and Israel being the oppressor and so on, I think this stands a good chance of actually going through Parliament into discussion, and especially because you've got support from the ANC, the EFF, the major opposition in Parliament, or I use opposition as very loosely there, because they all seem to follow the same note when it comes to it. But my fear is that this will go through and it will be discussed in Parliament and will be tabled and put out for official public
surely the impact internationally on a bill like this that limits freedom of opinion, freedom of pretty much anything, because it very easily extendable to religion. Surely this is as unconstitutional as pretty much it could be.
100%. This destroys freedom of association guaranteed in the Constitution of South Africa, freedom of religion and everything else associated to freedoms, which begs into question how this made it through the Parliament's own legal team, because Parliament has legal team has to check the constitutionality of each bill and each proposal, whether it's a private members bill or a proper bill, has to go through this team. And Al Jamaa has been consulting with Parliament's legal team and the constitutional teams, and they seem to have pushed it forward previously and are now going forward with it. So I think it's open for a massive challenge, especially on the constitutionality of the bill.
What can our listeners do about it?
Have your say. Right now, they've called for comment on it. Parliament has called for comment on it. The Speaker of the House is accepting comments from the public, objections and so on. DearSouthAfrica.co.za has opened up a public participation campaign where all the information is available. There's videos, there's interviews, there's summaries and so on. Have your say there. Everything goes through to Parliament, and Parliament cannot move unless they have conducted proper public consultation.
That is where we leave it. So go to DearSouthAfrica.co.za and have your say. These things are important. If we don't, then we really shouldn't be complaining afterwards when something goes wrong.